I've had the very good fortune to be invited to a swimming pool that's in a country club here in the border region between Thailand and Malaysia. And I say the very good fortune because in the pool, one, two, three, four, and a dozen, maybe two dozen, local firemen, they call them bombers here, that's the local word for it. There's a helicopter flight crew and two observers. And I have just heard the most horrendous story of the recovery today of 37 bodies from shallow graves up in the border region. There's a medical expert who's with this team. He told me that there is evidence on those bodies that organs have been harvested. And the line of inquiry being pursued by local police, according to these chaps that I've met here this afternoon, is that those organs have been harvested to order. A specific nationality was mentioned. Chinese. Now you have to take that with a grain of salt in that there is some enmity between various ethnic groups in this part of the world, but that's what I was told. That's Chinese syndicates, and that where a wealthy person in need of a particular organ places an order, the poor unfortunate Rohingya or Bangladeshi is selected, taken out, dispatched, and according to these guys, and these are the guys flying the NH-17, they described to me in detail the NH-17 Soviet, the Russian helicopter, all about it, its flight characteristics and what have you. I've got no doubt as to their credentials. You might hear them splashing in the pool in the background. God help me, if anybody needs to bloody unwind after a shitty day at work, it's these poor buggers. Operating in those mountainous regions, going into those makeshift camps, finding hastily and shallow buried bodies, and then making the horrendous discovery that all the evidence points to these poor people being killed for the purpose of harvesting and sale of their human organs. Some evil in the world defies belief, and I don't know how these guys, looking at their faces in the pool, can possibly cope with the nightmares ahead.